The test for approval for the right of abode means that you need to show you've been continuously and ordinarily resident in Hong Kong for a period of not less than 7 years, and any absences from Hong Kong in that time should have been of a merely temporary nature, as evidenced by what you leave behind in Hong Kong to return back to at the end of each temporary stay abroad. Moreover, you need to have had back-to-back residence visas throughout that time, and there needs to be no security objection to being granted the right of abode, and there must be no outstanding taxation liabilities. You need to be physically present in Hong Kong on the day that you file your application, and again, physically present in Hong Kong on the day that the Immigration Department formally verify your eligibility for the right of abode. The issue is that you also need to have a valid residence visa at the time that you make your application. So if you do not have a valid residence visa at the time of your application, which suggests to me that you'll actually be in Europe furthering your studies at that time, and you will not be formally employed in Hong Kong, you're going to struggle on that front alone. However, the real issue here is this idea that you have a residence visa endorsing your passport through till April 2017. The fact that you have a residence visa endorsing your passport doesn't automatically equate to qualifying residence for the purposes of the right of abode. Essentially, you need to continue to live in Hong Kong for your settled purpose, which really in your case is employment with the sponsor of your current employment visa, in order to sustain the notion that ordinary residence with this visa that you have. If you leave your employer and then leave Hong Kong for another purpose, which for you would be self-instigated study overseas, the Immigration Department may very well conclude that you've abandoned your qualifying residence when you quit working for your sponsor of record and then left Hong Kong voluntarily of your own accord, even if it was your intention to eventually return to Hong Kong at the end of your studies. So, you know, you're looking for options here. The only clear option that I could see that might be available to you is if you maintained your relationship with your current sponsor of record, that is your employer, and they granted you a temporary leave of absence for 1 year, in agreeing with the notion that your career with them would be significantly augmented through the receipt of the MBA that you're seeking, and you then subsequently return to Hong Kong immediately upon your graduation to retake up your work with them once again, and most importantly, notify the Immigration Department in advance of this proposed arrangement, allowing the Immigration Department to create a file record of this temporary absence for education purposes, which was effected at the behest and the direction of your employer. And then you went through the process of maintaining your employment visa with them at all times, then this arrangement might well serve to maintain your continuity of ordinary residence with them. However, if you are essentially leaving the employ of your employer and embarking overseas on a sort of a voyage of your own, seeking to come back and pick up from where you left off, I suspect that the Immigration Department may very well, all things considered, conclude that your continuity of ordinary residence has been broken. So unless you can make some formal arrangement with your employer, as I've just essayed, probably the best advice that I could give you really would be to not pursue your MBA until you've secured the right of abode, whereafter the problem falls away. Okay, I hope you found that useful.